This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. Good morning, Shabbos. Welcome, everybody. We're continuing in Mishnah Berurah, Daf HaShavua. Maybe many of you have heard our Beis Medrash is having its annual campaign starting Matzah Shabbos for 48 hours. That's charity.com/MMH. We're learning Siman Sadi, Sif Tes. We're in the middle of Sif Tes. We're up to Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Lamed. Because the Rama here says, the Mechaber said that you should try to daven in shul with a minyan. And if you have extenuating circumstances, you should try to target at the time that Tzibur is davening. So the Rama says, "V'hu hadin bnei adam adarim biyishuvim ein laminyan." If you live in an outlying area and there is no minyan, mikal makom yispalu shachris va'arvis bezman shatzim usam, you should daven shachris and mariv at the time that the tzibur davens. Now, why does the Rama only say mariv? Not sure. That's interesting. By Hilchais Elul, the Rama says that the minhag is to blow shofar, shachris, and arvis. And Rav Moshe has a tshuva that arvis means mincha. So l'chayr, the same thing over here. It doesn't just mean arvis. It means in the evening, meaning morning and night. Bizman shatzir mespalin. So it's not just if you're ill and you can't make it to your local shul, but also the outlying areas should have kavana to daven at the time that tzibur is davening. The question is, like, this halacha, I think, has fallen into disuse, mainly because in most big communities, they're minyanim every 10 minutes. But l'chayra, one should still, so to speak, calculate. You know, my minyan is starting now. See, the thing is, here, I think this halacha is misunderstood. I never really thought about it until now. In other words, it's not the pshat, oh, my regular minyan starts at 7, so I'll start davening at 7. No, it's irrelevant. We don't care when your minyan starts, and we don't care when you start. It's my minyan starts Shemana Esrei 7:25. I'm going to get up to Shemana Esrei 7:25. Okay? We don't care what time your minyan start or what time you start, because that's not Tefillah B'Tzibur anyway. It's what times is the Tzibur daven Shemana Esrei. Okay? B'zman Shazim Musa. V'chein im nenas. Let's say you have extenuating circumstances. Well, you spalo b'shash yispalo hatzibar, v'hu mispalo b'yachid. Let's say you have extenuating circumstances, and you did not daven at the time that tzibur is davening, and you're davening by yourself. Afal pikein yispalo beis haknesses. If you can't make it to a minyan, you should go to a shul. So two things: if you can't make it to the shul, you should daven at the time that tzibur is davening. If you can't daven when the tzibur is davening, at least you should make it to a shul. That's the advantage of davening in a shul with a minyan. You see that? You see how important it is to not to daven in a shul. That's the advantage of starting Shemana Esrei with the tzibur. You're in a shul and you're davening with a minyan. You get both of these things. Many people daven in the coat room don't get either. You know, you want to know what's, if you have a choice between being mispala b'shashat tzibur mispalalim or V'chein im nenas, or being mispalel in the basic nesses, what takes precedence? Doesn't say. Let's see in the Mishnah Berurah. Siv katan lamed, yechavin lispalel, v'davkim trichala milsala esaf asara. If you live in a yishuv, in an outlying area, you should daven when the tzibur is davening. So how about collecting a minyan? It's talking about where it's too big of a tircha. You're not going to be able to do it. What's considered a tircha that you do or don't have to make a minyan? If you have people who work for you that could gather the 10 for you, you should have them do it. He quotes the Smag, brought in the Magen Avraham, that you don't have to sort of bother others unless they come on their own. I guess the nafka mina would be, you're in an airport. The question is, should you go over to every guy with a yarmulke and say, oh, come, you want daven, you want a daven? So according to the second pshat in the Magen Avraham, you wouldn't have to do this. According to the first pshat, it's not clear what he means if you have misharsim. Okay, Sivkatan Laman Aleph. And I'm sorry, we're in the middle of Sivkatan Laman. Masha be avoydezar daftaun on the base, the mispalam musaf, bisho shatsu mispalam shachris, loy mikri bisho shatsu mispalam. If you're davening musaf at the time the tzibur is davening shachris, that's not called you're davening at the time of the tzibur. V'imispali imam b'veis ha-kneses. But what if I'm davening with them in shul? I roll in musaf time and I want to daven shachris. Or vice versa. They're up to shachris, I want to daven musaf, mikri tefilas ha-tzibur. I'm still davening b'tzibur. I'm not yoytzei b'sha shahatzibur mispalalim, but I'm yoytzei tefila b'tzibur. So that's very interesting. By the way, so that means when you come to shul, you should be mechaving three things. Okay, we need to get like a bookmark. Okay, when you daven, you should think I'm now being mechaving three mitzvahs. Mitzvah number one, davening in a shul. Mitzvah number two, davening b'sha shahatzibur mispalim. Mitzvah number three, tefila b'tzibur. These are three distinct aspects. There's a mitzvah to daven in a shul building. There's a mitzvah to daven at the time the tzibur is davening. It doesn't matter where you are. In other words, you could be elsewhere. You could be in a different room. But you're davening the same tefillah as the tzibur, whether you're there or you're not there. And then there's a third mitzvah to be with a minyan. These are three distinct mitzvahs, and they're unrelated. They're not connected. They're independent. Okay, so you have three more things to think about in the morning. Because l'chayra, do mitzvahs tzrichos kavana to be mekayim these mitzvahs? Do you need to be mechavein? I have kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah b'tzibur. I have kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah of tefillah b'beis ha-kneses. I have kavana to be mekayim the mitzvah b'sha shahatzibur mespalalim. Or are they halachos? Do you need to be mechavein to be mekayim a halacha, or is it just a halacha? Like, when I cut the bottom challah tonight, do I need to be mechavein to be mekayim the mitzvah of cutting the bottom challah, or I just cut the bottom challah? You think it's so simple over here? I give you what to think about. Lemaisa in Rav Aaron Leib Steinman's, I'm going to bring you a raya now. I never even thought about this, but in the merit of Zois Chukas HaTorah, it's Mashpia on the Zman. Friday Zois Chukas HaTorah. It's not only for tragedy. It's Zois. I'm going to bring you a raya. You do have to be mechavein. Rav Aaron Leib Steinman in his sefer has a list of 10 kavanos to have, or more even, when you start Shemana Esrei. One of them is you should be mekayim. You should have kavana to face Yerushalayim. What do you mean? Just face Yerushalayim. I have to look more carefully at the lashon, whether it means to face Yerushalayim or to have kavana to be mekayim that halacha. I guess that would be, you have the Ayelos HaShachar and Tefillah? We'll look at that. Okay, weiter. So the reason I'm bringing this out is the Mishnah Berurah is spelling out very clearly. If you daven musaf at the time that tzibur is davening shachris, you're mekayim tefillah b'tzibur, you're not mekayim tefillah b'sha shahat tzibur mespalalim.
So, I argue that if you're certainly
Here, look at the words. He says, if, right, you're right. If you're not in shul, lo yimikri b'shashat yimasalim. The masalim ma'am basic nesses, mikri tefilas hatzibur, you're saying kol shekein b'shashat yimasalim?
As I was saying, I was thinking about maybe not, because you're davening a different tefillah.
Right, that's what I was saying, right?
Yeah. Because it's tefillah, so it's not the right zman for what you're davening.
By the way, that's how I read it. The Dirshu brings that the Sefer Chavetzel's Hasharon, I don't know why, I mean, it's a great Sefer, but it's interesting that they're quoting it. He says, he's reading the Mishnah Brura, that it's called Tfilas Hatzibur, but not tefillah bitzibur, meaning it's in mispalimam, it's only considered bishoshat zirum mispalim. You hear this? That's exactly opposite how I read it. And you all nodded your heads, so you're all guilty. But I would disagree with how he's reading it. In other words, you could ask, why does the Mishnah Berurah say it's mikri tefillas hatzibur? Why does it say it's mikri b'shashat zibur mispalim? Is that what it means?
It's a node of the
yudah. We have to look up the tzlach, yeah? So the shaila is, if you're mispalim musa b'shashat zibur mispalim shachris, loy mikri b'shashat zibur mispalim. But if you're davening with them in shul, it is called b'shashat zibur mispalim? We have to look it up. I was reading it, it's called tefillah b'tzibur, but Chavetzel's Hasharon reads it, it's called b'shashat zibur mispalim, and it's not called tefillah b'tzibur. I thought it was tefillah b'tzibur. I thought if you davened chveis, if you davened mariv, you know, you want to daven mariv and you're in tzibur, they davening mincha. It's not called tefillah b'tzibur. Weiter, yispalalu shachris. So you should daven shachris and mariv. We might say kais in the summer shatzur ma'achren tefillah shachris. Tzibur is ma'acher shachris. And if you're living in a yishuv, you can't even learn. If you're on your own without a minion, you can't learn before you daven. So then what? You're going to wait until 9 a.m.? The guy woke up at 4 a.m. What's he supposed to do for 5 hours? Therefore, it's better for him to daven immediately by nates. Mikol shekin kayom, especially nowadays, the bekilos gedolos mispalim take of mishar haboiker. Then the big shuls they daven by daybreak. V'mken oilam b'shashatzu mispalim, since there is a minion then. Bizman shatzibur perish b'sha shakilos yisom mispalim. Uva ashkenaz shenoagul lahakdim arvis k'mach kozim reish lamed hey. Yachir adar bekfar oy bederach tzarch lahamtin ad seisakoy chavim. If in your community they daven marav early, do not daven marav biyachidus early, daven bezmanoy. By the way, once we're on the topic, they have these shuls that they daven marav at plaga mincha. You're not really allowed to do that. You gotta daven marav at least after shkia, preferably after tzeis, but at least after shkia, unless you do it every single day. If you don't do it every single day, you can't do it once in a while when it's convenient for you. Okay, so much so, listen to this, so much so that this is what the Mishnah Berurah is saying, that if you're living in the boondocks and your local shul, they daven at plag for whatever reason, because otherwise they'll never make a minyan, you can't daven then. Better to daven bezmanoi than b'shashatzu mispalim. Afal pikein. Afal pikein. Mibnei shu makoim kavua. Okay, now, the Mechaber says three halachas. One is you should try to daven in shul with the tzibur. And if you can't make it to the shul, daven at the time the tzibur is davening. And also, if you can't make it to, you can't daven at the time the tzibur is davening, daven in a shul. So Mendy wanted to know what's more important, daven at the time that the tzibur is davening or davening in a shul. I think davening at the time the tzibur is davening, because he's saying it sort of in order of importance. You should try to daven in a shul with the tzibur. The only thing is, you could say, and if you can't do that, next best is b'shah. And then next best, unless you say, you know, I'm bothered by the lashon of the mechaber, v'chein im nenas v'loy hispalel. What's the v'chein there? What do you mean v'chein? How's it v'chein?
Seems like it's for the oven. Im nenas v'loy hispalel. You already missed it. That's how I read that.
What's the similar? How is it similar? Similarly, if you're an enas?
Another itis. But it sounds like it's if this happens.
Why is it similarly? It should say oi. It's a different case. What's similar about it? Unless saying it's similar, it's equally b'di'evet. In other words, don't be medayik that one is better than the other, that b'shash hatzibur mispalim is better than in a shul. I'm not sure. Okay.
If it's Yishuv, then you're an enos. That's what the v'chein is. He's going.
If you live in a Yishuv. See, the thing is, though, the Mechaber is not going on the Ramah. The Mechaber didn't know what the Ramah said, right? So it's v'chein im nenas v'lo b'shah v'lo yisal b'shah shesval atzibur. Okay. Says the Mishnah Berurah Sefer Lam Gimel, we'll stop here. Afal pikein b'mnei shu makom kavua l'kedusha u'tfilas miskabel shem yoser. It's a set place for kedusha, and your tefillah is more accepted. U'pashet dimu tamid chacham v'yesh chashash chil Hashem kishiyav yachar tefillah. If you're a tamid chacham, or people think you are, and you're going to roll into the shul at 10:30 or at 10 o'clock, let's say, and it's going to be a chil Hashem, then yispalo b'beisli shadavin in your house. Okay, so we have a few questions here. Number one, what is more important, b'shah or b'beis haknesses? And how do you read this Mishnah Berurah that if you're davening most of the time, the tzibah is davening shachris, it's not called b'shah shatzibur mispalim, but if you daven with them in shul, is it called tfilas hatzibur or is it called b'shah shatzibur mispalim? Okay, Rabbi Isai, have a wonderful Shabbos. Yeah, very important homework. The second one more important than the first. In other words, how do you read the Mishnah Berurah? What does it mean if you daven musaf with them at the time that they're davening shachris? It's tfilas hatzibur. Does that mean b'shah, like the dershu, or does it mean b'minyan, like we learned?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.